We're talking now with Harvey Schroeder of the Oklahoma Cotton Council. Harvey, let's talk about the annual denim ball finally making its way back. Boy, we've had a tough time, I know, because of COVID, but cotton industry very happy to have this event back coming up this weekend. Tell me about it.
Well, Ron, you're absolutely right. You know, our annual has been 2 years apart, seems like, and we're really excited to have it going on now this weekend. Lots of activities. We've been looking for a vehicle that would allow us to do some things for our cotton growers, and this denim ball has really, really fallen into that category. You know, we've got some honorees that we want to recognize. This is a good venue for that. The main purpose behind it is to make money for the CAC. That's the Committee for Advancement of Cotton. And that is the national pack for the National Cotton Council. Gives people an opportunity to contribute to that. It's a good time for everybody. Saturday evening, there'll be a reception at 5:30 and then dinner at 6:30. We'll have our honorees and we'll have a live auction, silent auction, music and dancing. We want it to be a good time for our producers.
I bet it will be. Now, if somebody at the last minute did want to attend, is still any opportunity to be able to get tickets or not?
Yes. I think we tried to have it where we'd have plenty of room. We'll be at the Skirvin Hilton downtown. I think we've got a room that's going to seat about 300. Good chance you can sit at a table with some people, get to know them, and really, you know, share what we know of the cotton industry.
I know that this year has been a little bit of a challenge, but it seems like right now anyway, this cotton crop's looking really, really pretty good. So I would think the attitudes will be good.
I think so too, Ron. The crop is it's mixed. I'll tell you that. There's some that's, you know, maybe not as good as we want it. And then there's some that's better than what we deserve. So we've got a mix that really looks good out there.
Harvey, finally, you know, if somebody was wanting to get more information, I guess what, go to the Oklahoma Cotton Council Facebook page? Is that a good place to start?
That wouldn't be a bad place to go. You know, the other thing would be to show up down there at the Skirvin Hilton and Saturday evening. And I'll tell you, we've got some other things going on too. Friday evening, we're going to be at Topgolf. We've got a couple of 60-passenger buses that are going to haul our people out to Topgolf. And then Saturday morning, we're having a golf scramble, and I think we've got at least 40 in that. But there's plenty to do in Oklahoma City, and we're pleased as punch to be up here and get to take care of our people.
Thanks, Harvey. Harvey Schroeder with the Oklahoma Cotton Council. If you do want more information, you can go to the Oklahoma Cotton Council Facebook page. They've got a link on there, the Denim Ball event page, that you can click on for all the information, including getting some tickets even here at the last moment. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.